USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump at a roundtable event with border security agents in Yuma, Arizona, says construction of the massive wall is going great.
We're on pace to complete 450 miles by the end of the year and 500 miles almost immediately thereafter. We may even have the 500 miles by the end of the year.
The president heading to Phoenix, where he will also be delivering remarks later this afternoon. A nation's top infectious disease expert is troubled by the coronavirus surges in a number of states.
We're now seeing a disturbing surge of infections that looks like it's a combination, but one of the things is an increase in community spread.
NIH veteran Dr. Anthony Fauci testifying before a Senate committee. Fauci says he's cautiously optimistic that a vaccine will be available by the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is pouring cold water on Republicans' police reform bill, saying that no meaningful legislation can emerge from it. Speaking on the Senate floor, the New York Democrat says a bill Republicans proposed falls short.
But the Republican legislation pretends as if the cancer of police brutality is in reality, little more than a runny nose.
Schumer, without proof, saying the Republicans created a bill just to get the burden of police brutality off their shoulders. Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with students and local leaders in Waukesha, Wisconsin, to discuss charter and private voucher schools. Pence saying Wisconsin has been in the forefront on the school choice movement and calling President Trump a great champion of choice.
And as Wisconsin has demonstrated every day, that by empowering parents where to choose where their children go to school, we're inviting excellence all across education, and you're certainly seeing that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
Senators are looking at the response to the current coronavirus pandemic and any outbreak in the future.
4 months ago, 5 months ago, we were in the midst of the impeachment of a president. Today, that seems like ancient Roman history. That makes it imperative that Congress act on needed changes this year in order to better prepare for the next pandemic.
That's Senate Health Committee Chairman, Republican from Tennessee, Lamar Alexander. Democrats on the committee quick to attack the president, saying the White House isn't taking COVID-19 serious and they believe the pandemic is over. A survey finds single man's choice of pets can affect their dating life. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Cat class and I got cat style.
You might have cat style, but Colorado State University researchers say their new study suggests that women are not very interested in dating guys with cats. They showed hundreds of women photos of two men. One photo would be of a man with a cat in the picture, the other of a different man with no pet in the picture. 38% of the women said they were likely to date the man that didn't come with the cat. 33% of women were likely to go out with the guy after seeing his picture, including the furry friend. But the authors say that the conclusion is American culture sees cat men as less masculine. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.